When I pointed out to Frankie and Ashley that they wouldn't have to sit next to Emily either, they agreed to let Robert come along. No one wants to get stuck next to my younger sister for 2 hours in a back seat. It's not like she smells bad or anything. It's just that she talks all the time. I mean, about weird stuff. The mating habits of iguanas is a favorite topic of hers. Okay, Robert, you can come, I said. These words did not pop easily out of my mouth. Robert jumped up and down and shook his bony little butt in a victory dance, which is something I hope you never have to see. I told my aunt I'd let her know tomorrow if we can do the show, I said. So check with your parents and see if Saturday and Sunday are okay.
Wait
a minute, Frankie said. Zip, did you mean to say the party is this Saturday? Yeah. Is there a problem? Not a problem, said Frankie. A tragedy. Make that a catastrophe. What's wrong? I didn't like the look on Frankie's face. This Saturday is the Monster Movie Marathon on Channel 48, he said. All monsters all the time. These twins are how old? 3. Oh, that's bad. We all remember the 3-year-old birthday party drill, right? 12:30 pizza, 1 o'clock magic show, 1:30 pinata, 2 o'clock cake and ice cream, 2:30 party favors, 2:35 balloons tied around each kid's wrist, 2:40 pickup, and parents, please be prompt. What are you, a walking invitation, I said? Hey, hear me, Zip. Frankie suddenly looked very serious. That schedule puts the magic show smack in the middle of the mutant moth that ate Toledo, starring Vic Avalanche. I've been waiting to see that movie since the day I was born. Before even. Frankie, are you saying you'd turn down a career opportunity for a stupid monster movie? Ashley asked. I didn't hear that, Ashwina, Frankie said. I can't believe that you, of all people, would call the mutant moth that ate Toledo a stupid monster movie. It's an underground classic. Above ground, too. I'm sorry, guys. I just can't go. Frankie, I said, sitting down on a cardboard box that was filled with our neighbor Mrs. Fink's extra bathrobes. I just want you to know this. When I was on the phone with my Aunt Maxine, and she told the twins that we might come and perform at their party, I heard them in the background. They weren't just yelling and screaming with excitement. Oh, no. They were crazed with happiness. They were jumping up and down on their pudgy little legs. And one of them, Zach, I think, even threw himself on the hardwood floor. I heard the thud. But if you think a monster movie is more important than bringing that kind of joy into their little lives, then I think you should call them and tell them. Frankie was chewing on his bottom lip like he does when he's got a hard decision to make. I knew how much he loved monster movies, but I also knew how much I wanted Magic 3 to get this job. I have to admit, I can be pretty convincing when I want to be. But Zip, he said, this is the original mutant moth movie, the one that started them all. I'm seeing the twins, I said. I'm seeing their little smiling faces looking up at us on their special day. You're so good. You're so good, they yell. You could always tape the movie, Ashley said. Of course. Where were my brains? I wish I had thought of that solution. Our VCR is busted, Frankie said, and my dad doesn't want to fix it because he thinks we watch too much TV anyway. Okay, then. Here's the plan, I said, lowering my voice to almost a whisper. We'll bring our own blank tape to my aunt's house, and my Uncle Gary has this incredible video equipment and an awesome TV room. We'll tape the movie there, and right after the party, we'll watch the mutant moth that ate Toledo on his big screen TV. No commercials, no interruptions, no parents hanging around. How great does that sound? Personally, I can't wait. Frankie thought about it for a minute. I need your solemn promise that we will tape the film and watch it right after the magic show, Zip. Nothing can come between me and that movie. We put our hands one on top of the other. Robert tried to sneak his hand in there, too. We let him. Like I said before, you know, we're not totally cold-hearted. A promise made is a promise kept, we all said at once. Okay, then I'll go, said Frankie. Zingali, I hollered. Hank, don't even try, Frankie said, shaking his head. The word is Zengawi. Whatever, whatever, I said. Here's to Magic 3 and our next paying performance.